all in black, floating 5 feet off the ground, drifted to a halt a dozen yards in front of the other army. Shadow Master? Had to be. I got a creepy feeling just looking at it. Me there in my spiffy but fake outfit. Bergen's taunts got somebody's goat. A handful of horsemen, then a bunch, lit out after him. He turned in the saddle and shouted at them. There was no way they could catch him, of course. Not when he was on that horse. I grumbled. The indiscipline was not as general as I wanted. Mergen dawdled, letting them come closer and closer, then took off when they were only a dozen yards away. They chased him right into the maze of tripwires I'd had woven into the grass during the night. Men and horses sprawled. More horses tripped on animals already down. My archers lofted arrows that fell straight down and slaughtered most of the men and horses. I drew my sword, which smoked and smoldered, and signaled the advance. The drums beat the slow cadence. The men in the front rank slashed the tripwires, finished the wounded. Otto and Hagop, on the flanks, had trumpets sounded but did not charge. Not yet. My boys could march in a straight line. On that nice flat ground they kept their dress all across their front. That had to be an impressive sight from across the way, where they still had guys who hadn't found their places in ranks. We passed the first of the several low mounds that spotted the plain. The artillery was supposed to get up on that one and mass fire wherever it seemed appropriate. I hoped Cletus and the boys had enough sense to harass the Shadow Master. That critter was the big unknown quantity here. I hoped Shifter was around somewhere. This whole thing could go to hell if he wasn't, and that bastard over there cut loose. 200 yards away, their archers lofted poorly aimed shafts at Lady and me. I halted, gave another signal. The legions halted, too. Very good. The Gnar were paying attention. Gods, there were a lot of them over there. And that Shadow Master, just floating there, maybe waiting for me to stick my foot in it. Seemed like I was staring up his nostrils. But he did not do anything. The ground shuddered. The enemy ranks stirred. They saw it coming, and it was too late for them to do anything. The elephants thundered up the aisles through the legions, gaining momentum. When those monsters passed me, the guys over there were already yelling and looking for somewhere to run. A salvo of 12 ballisti shafts ripped overhead and spattered around the Shadow Master. They were well aimed. 4 actually struck him. They encountered protective sorceries, but battered him around. Very sluggish, the Shadow Master. Keeping himself alive seemed to be his limit. A second salvo hit him an instant before the elephants reached his men. The ballisti had been laid even more carefully. I gave the signal that sent my front 4,000 men and the cavalry howling forward. The remainder of the men formed a normal front, then advanced. The carnage was incredible. We drove them back and back and back, but there were so damned many of them we never really broke them. When they did flee, the majority made it into the camp. None got back into Stormguard. The city had closed its gates on them. They dragged their Shadow Master champion with them. I would not have bothered. He had been useless as tits on a boar hog. Of course, one of the second flight of ballisti shafts had gotten through his protection.